Capital of Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Of conservatives are flocking to Florida. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. They're going to a big gathering that'll end with a big speech. Fox's Evan Brown is there live in Orlando.
Now, Dave, CPAC, short for Conservative Political Action Conference, is often held in the Washington, D.C. area. But due to things being closed or to having crowd sizes restricted due to COVID-19 concerns, the American Conservative Union moved it south to here, where the rules allow for it. Attendance is expected to be high, especially on Sunday, when former President Trump is set to speak. It will be Mr. Trump's first time speaking before a crowd since leaving office. Dave.
Evan, some Republicans are not interested in hearing from the former president.
The extent to which fell on January 6th, I don't believe that he should be playing a role in the future of the party or the country.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney joined Democrats in the House voting to impeach President Trump for inciting the deadly Capitol attack, though he was acquitted in the Senate trial. The House will hold its first hearing into the riot this morning as Congress works to set up a 9/11-style commission to investigate. Fox's Mike Emanuel.
House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy says Speaker Nancy Pelosi is trying to give Democrats more power and more members.
First, it's not bipartisan. 7-4. Secondly, they don't allow subpoena power for the minority and the majority to work together.
New York Democrat Congressman Hakeem Jeffries.
I'm not prepared to say that a 7-4 split is unfair.
Texas lawmakers will today hold a hearing into the state's power grid operator after last week's winter storm mess, millions of outages, and then price spikes. Governor Greg Abbott.
It is outrageous for residents to be saddled with skyrocketing power bills.
Yeah, some people got bills $10,000 and more. President Biden will today mark the 50 millionth coronavirus vaccine dose in the U.S. as Johnson & Johnson's one-shot version moves closer to possible FDA approval. America's listening to Fox News.
Heard the good news about COVID-19 vaccines? They're here, but you can do more than wait for your turn. Here's how. Stay at least 6 feet away from folks you don't live with. And it's risky to be indoors with them, too. And masks? Well, they protect both the person wearing them and the folks around them. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and make a big difference now.
Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov/coronavirus. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
So much is happening, but who can you trust? You need to check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing news channel in America. Watch it on all major cable systems and see shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsay Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're giving you the real story on Biden and Pelosi. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone now or watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, and more. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV. So should you.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, already under fire from Republicans and some of his fellow Democrats over nursing home deaths in his state and allegations of a cover-up he denies, is now facing more scrutiny over sexual harassment allegations from Lindsay Boylan, who had worked with the governor. Five state senators want New York's attorney general now to investigate. Cuomo had denied the claims when they first surfaced back in December.
For the first time, she is detailing those claims in an online Medium post accusing the governor of unwanted kissing and touching, making unflattering comments to women about their weight, and ridiculing them about their romantic relationships. Now, Boylan says Cuomo constantly sought her out and had staffers arrange meetings with her where he made inappropriate comments.
That's Fox's Brian Yenis. The NRA is fired back at New York's attorney general, which she had sued the gun owners' rights group. Now, the NRA has filed a countersuit saying that the state does not have the right and legal authority to shut down a political entity. The boss cops a plea to the judge.
Bruce Springsteen pleaded guilty to one of three charges stemming from his arrest for DWI in November. Springsteen and his attorney appeared in a virtual courtroom in New Jersey before Judge Anthony Mottone. The 71-year-old pleaded guilty to consuming alcohol in a closed area. The judge approved the dismissal of the two additional charges of operating a vehicle under the influence of alcohol and reckless driving because the prosecution was unable to provide the necessary evidence and facts. Springsteen was ordered to pay a $500 fine, to which the rocker said he can pay immediately. The boss's lawyer said he was pleased with the outcome of the case. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down a little the day after the Dow hit a new record high and the NASDAQ gained over 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hey, good morning, Thursday. This is February 25th. The weather looks terrific. Did you get into a winter fender bender? Gerber Collision and Glass, open to serve you. All Illinois locations offer contact-free drop-and-go services for your estimate or repair. Visit GerberCollision.com for details. Get it to Gerber. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Hi, Stevie. We're up to 45 today. 26 our low into the evening tonight. 51 as we wrap up the week tomorrow with mostly sunny conditions. Partly cloudy with a high 55 on Saturday. 56 with some precipitation now in the forecast on Sunday morning. But still, mid-50s to wrap up February? Yes! Right now, we're 28 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, just another point of a double standard and hypocrisy when Lindsay Boylan comes out with allegations of sexual misconduct against Governor Andrew Cuomo. Yeah, I thought we believed the woman. Was that not the line? CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC, and NBC deep-throated, just buried it. No, it was gone. Wasn't there. I think that's a story. Comes out with credible allegations and then details of want to play strip poker? What? How 70s is that?
Right.
It's like, what are you talking about? Anyway, it's just, again, flip it and say it was Donald Trump or somebody. I wonder if the media would cover it. It's just exactly, there are examples every day of what is used to be journalism and all that other stuff. Anyway, here's a woman's coming out and she's putting her life at risk with the other allegations of how this governor of New York threatens people. I don't think it's been very pleasant for her to come out and say all this. Well, what happened to believing the woman? Why not an investigation? Rose McCown has come out and said that.
Right.
So the problems continue for the New York governor. He'll never be president, which that's a good thing. And, well, he's running for re-election. People in New York going to put him right? They might just put him right back in there. Okay. Champaign County, Champaign-Urbana Public Health, 472 active, only 11 beds. How about that?
That's good work.
That is really, 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 really exciting. And if you missed our interview a few days ago with Dr. Tom Plura, I want you to hear a little of this. Tom is a medical doctor, Campus Town Urgent Care, and, oh, yeah, he happens to be an attorney, too. He's one of those. What? How many degrees do you have?
Overachiever.
Yeah, slacker. Anyway, Dr. Tom Plura, I asked him this question 2 days ago. If we have an 81-year-old grandmother with diabetes that had both shots, can they go see the grandkids?
Yes.
I mean, do they have to wear a mask?
My opinion, no. My opinion, no. I mean, if you've had the vaccine and you've had both vaccinations, no. That's my opinion. And, yeah, you know, again, I just said opinions are like a lot of things. Everybody's got one. But the data shows that, hey, if you get vaccinated, certainly if you get antibodies, and you can check that after vaccination, a little finger prick blood test, and it's going to show whether you got antibodies. And so the whole purpose of this, I mean, I get pretty vocal about this. I mean, the whole purpose of this vaccination program is to let people go about their lives.
Yeah, I know.
Mean, we're not going to wear masks and live in the basement the rest of our lives.
Right.
I know you're an MD and not a psychiatrist, but why do I keep dreaming about the time when we're going to have a big mask burning party on some open lot? Is that just a psychological?
Yeah. Well, I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I disagree. You know, the masks were never, ever intended to prevent the illness. They were to prevent decrease the curve, you know, flatten the curve. That's all it was to maybe slow this disease, but masks don't prevent the disease. They people have been wearing masks everywhere, all over the world. What it was for was to flatten the curve so we didn't overburden our healthcare providers. That never occurred in the United States. We never ran out of space.
Did mask wearing work, in your opinion?
You know, I think psychologically it gave a lot of people a sense of that they were doing something, okay? I haven't seen not one single study, not anywhere in the world, that shows that mask wearing prevented transmission of the illness or prevented somebody from getting it. So those are the two things. Does it prevent transmission from somebody that's infected? And number two is, did it prevent somebody from getting the virus? And there's no studies out there. They've done a lot of, you know, mannequin studies and all of this, but that's not what I'm interested in. I'm interested in, is there a study, a valid double-blinded study to prove that they did anything? There's not a single study.
But, you know, we're following the science as long as you follow my science. That's what, we just messed this up getting political. I mean, let's give us some facts. What are the facts? Kids should be back in school. Fact.
Illinois Department of Public Health reporting that District 6 positivity rate is at 3.1%.
Is that good?
Yeah.
I mean, I've lost track of what, you know, I think we're supposed to be under 8 or something.
Under
right?
8 is wonderful.
What's campus, 0.1? We got the campus locked down. But again, the issue of, you know, we have a vaccine, but keep your mask on. What is this? I mean, well, you might still get it, and then you're transmitting. When will we take the mask off? We're over this. We understand it. We get it. Now it's all about follow my rules, and you be compliant, or else we'll castigate you and make you an outcast and a rebel. You'll be the resistance. I mean, this just doesn't make any sense.
My husband Mike with his second round of the shots at the iHotel and Conference Center today. So I'm happy about the vaccination news. And Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine, safe and effective.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's at 65 effective. I mean, think about the flu shot. We do the flu shot every year, and it's generally 50-50, maybe. So, I mean, 65-70 is pretty good. The Moderna and Pfizer is like, what, 90-95% effective? But again, the intention of it is to not get it, but you know, if you get it, it'll be less. That's the whole idea behind it. And again, you ought to get it if you want it. God bless you. Go for it. But if you don't want it, you don't have to get it. Everybody's encouraging you to get it, but it's still your body and your choice, I think. You can't mandate that constitutionally. That's going to have all kinds of problems. But I think if, you know, everybody's recommending you get it, Tom Pleura recommends you get it. So if anybody doesn't think a 21-year-old needs it over an old person, I mean, how does anybody younger get in front of anybody at Schwann's? I guess they're all vaccinated now, but all the nursing homes, I don't think everybody's done. We got to get the people that are dying are older. We positively know that. An 18-year-old doesn't need the vaccine at this point, according to Dr. Pleura.
Well, there's some FDA grants saying the emergency use of the new Johnson & Johnson vaccination would total 20 million doses to be ready by the end of March, and the company would be able to deliver a total of 100 million doses by the end of June.
Well, that's what John Decker, who will pop on this Thursday from Gray Television, said 2 months ago. He thinks it'll be kind of an exponential sweep through March and be better and better and better, and then Dr. Pleura mentioned that, you know, this thing breaks in warmer weather. It's just what it does. And he says it'll be back in the fall. But to what extent, we don't know. When will we reach herd immunity, all those things? But the damage being done to the kids right now is inexplicable. What we're doing with children in front of a computer. It is wrong, it is irresponsible, and it is cruel. And the fact that we're not able to figure out school for these kids at this point, knowing as much as we know, is pure politics. Pure politics. Well, we started off on a bang with our therapy this morning.
There you go.
If you'd like to chime in, 359-2255. Facebook message us. I'm on this morning, as of now. You can, but I've gotten in the trouble. I had to go sit in the corner for a few days. That's what happens when you're not compliant on everything. All right. We have basketball tonight. Illinois has a game. We just played. I know. We got a game tonight, Saturday and Tuesday, and then Saturday, and then we go to the Big Ten tournament.
And it's quote-unquote senior night, right?
Yeah, but I mean, whatever that looks like.
At this point, everybody's coming back because we can, because of COVID, right?
Well, everybody could. I don't know if they are. But, so Brad Underwood did his preview of Nebraska. And apparently he had 64 reporters for the Michigan State preview. 64.
Wow.
On the Zoom call. And, yeah, this is his reaction when he jumped on previewing Nebraska.
Jeez. Losing a game, nobody gets on anymore. What the heck? Bunch of fair weather reporters. What the hell? God dang, go from 64 to 13, 12. I can see who's diehard, who the fair weather ones are. That's for dang sure.
Yeah, what do they say? Fame is fleeting.
There you go.
You lost. All right, so he went on.
Just a night that was 12 of 30 from the layup department. Missed a whole boatload of free throws. Shoot 50% at the line. And, then have some very, very key mental breakdowns in transition where they made threes or in the half court. And you start just taking those away, and all of a sudden it's a completely different ball game in which we didn't play very well. But again, things happen, and you move on, and now we've got a Nebraska team that lost a very close game last night and was playing exceptionally well. And you know, Teddy Allen went for 41 and made it look easy. So we've got our hands full, that's for sure.
All righty. Rutgers beat Indiana yesterday in Big Ten action. That final was 74-63. We'll have number 9 Iowa at number 3 Michigan tonight, and number 4 Ohio State at Michigan State with an 8 o'clock tip. Northwestern is at Minnesota. Last night we had Northwestern beating our Illini women, who started out with a 19-9 lead in that first half in the first 9 minutes. 67-61 was the final. And in top 25 basketball, North Carolina State beat number 15 Virginia 68-61, number 20 Arkansas over number 6 Alabama 81-66. Golden State Warriors over the Pacers 111-107. In overtime, the Bulls beat Minnesota 133-126. The Blues took a loss to LA, and the Blackhawks are in action against Columbus at 6 o'clock tonight. In NFL trending stories, Tom Brady, and will he get a couple of years extension? Of course, Bruce Arians saying we would be elated to get that kind of deal.
I bet. Yeah.
But right now, with Tom being 43, has alluded to staying with it until he's 45. He's set to earn $25 million next year.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. Okay. None of the earns at this point will change his life, right? I mean, it's just what the market brings.
Uh-huh.
Megan says, Is the shot going to be annually for COVID? I don't know. I think they've talked about that. Right. I don't think we know that. Whether it's going to be like the flu shot where you got to get another COVID, I don't know. I don't think they know. I don't think we've had enough time with this.
And then Matt chimed in from Muhammad saying, I've seen reports that Fauci and others are saying we'll be wearing masks until 2023. Ridiculous.
Oh, I thought it was 22 now, so they've upped it, huh?
Okay.
Jim says facts don't matter to Democrats. Not to some. The science is only the science you promote. Weather brought to you by Paxton Hardware and Rental. Call 379-3611. They offer first-class, first-rate service and a whole lot more. Paxton Hardware and Rental in Paxton, Illinois. Say hey to our buddy Scott Allen.
Such a pretty sunrise. I saw a herd of deer coming in. It's just beautiful. High 45 today. 26 are low into the evening tonight. Up to 51 tomorrow. Mostly sunny. Down to 37. 58 for Saturday. 56 on Sunday. Maybe some morning showers on Sunday. Right now, the temperature's at 28 on ESPN 93.5.
Well, CPAC is this huge kind of gathering. It'll be in Florida for the weekend. Republicans gather. Donald Trump will speak, and everybody, the media needs him. Their ratings are down. So they got to have something that he'll say.
But officials in Florida are saying, spring breakers, you're not welcome.
No, yeah.
Do not bring coolers. Do not have alcohol.
All right, Fox Business next.
You want your children and grandchildren to focus on their future, not tuition.
For more than 150 years, Busey Bank has partnered with families and businesses to establish impactful, enduring legacies. Busey's experienced advisors can help build plans and develop strategies that work as hard as you do. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, a champion for purpose and progress since 1868. Member FDIC.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Boeing apparently knew about possible issues with engine covers on its 777 jets for as long as 2 years. The Wall Street Journal says the jet maker revealed in an FAA correspondence it was planning to strengthen the protective covers. Boeing and the FAA haven't responded to the report. The NTSB is still investigating what happened when a 777 engine on a United flight failed last weekend. The Victoria's Secret chain is planning to close up to 50 U.S. stores. Parent company L Brands already closed nearly 250 locations last year. It also owns the Bath & Body Works chain, which has been holding up better, and it expects to open 49 new Bath & Body Works locations in the U.S. and one in Canada. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's Kennedy Saves the World.
There should be a proliferation of voices. There are a proliferation of voices within the libertarian movement. There are libertarians who have strong disagreements with each other. You know what they do? They have little symposiums and they argue about it. They don't go firebombing each other's houses. And John Brennan, I don't trust you. I don't need to hear from you, but I will take down your arguments one at a time.
Kennedy Saves the World. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
If you care about health and wellness, do something Skintelligent for your skin. Merle Norman Skintelligent is an enriched skincare system with probiotic technology. This smart system works in harmony with skin's natural process for optimum balance. The three-step solution features a cleanser, toner, and moisturizer for healthy-looking, radiant skin. Discover Skintelligent today, available now at Merle Norman Cosmetics, 1123 Windsor Road, next to Sunsinger.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Hi, this is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you want a locally owned family business to help you always be comfortable, who have trained, talented, licensed, and experienced technicians, then call me to schedule an appointment. We'll check your furnace to make sure it'll keep you warm this winter. And just like our name, ABC, you will always be comfortable. We are a licensed Amana dealer and are standing by to help you anytime, day or night. Call me, Gina, at 352-5400 or at abcheatingandac.com.
Hi, this is Flora Adams-Williams, physician assistant at OSF Healthcare Primary Care. Cancer screening is vital. Prevention is the key. OSF provides cancer screening for lung cancer provided through low-dose lung CT scans. It's the only proven test to screen for early detection and diagnosis of lung cancer. More than 200,000 new cases of lung cancer are diagnosed each year in the United States. Smokers and former smokers between the age of 50 and 80 generally are considered high risk for lung cancer. Mammography is also provided by OSF Healthcare. Women starting at age 50 start with annual breast cancer screening. Mammograms are considered the best tool for early detection for breast cancer. And colon cancer screening is done through colonoscopies. I want to encourage you not to put off your cancer screening due to COVID-19. I know our society has changed, but OSF is open daily for your cancer screening needs. Log on to osfhealthcare.org for more information.
All right, here we go. We have more and more people getting vaccinated in various places around Champaign County. I give Julie Pride credit because I think this thing has rolled out well. I think we have a lot of people, second most populated county in the state that has gotten the most vaccines going. So that's very good and good system. And everything I hear has been very, very good. Okay, also, Dr. Tom Plura, I asked him, should we open the schools?
Absolutely. Need to open schools. Well,
All the data shows that. The kids aren't the ones that we need to be worried about. We need to worry about grandpa and grandma. And when you, there's a lot of harm, tremendous amount of harm from kids not being in school. You know, we need to open up schools. If a teacher isn't comfortable with teaching, then step to the side and we'll get somebody else in there. And let's teach our kids in a traditional setting. This online learning is a joke.
Well, what's the damage we're doing psychologically, socially, mentally? I mean, the kids, my goodness. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, we're a social species. The humans are social animals. We're not intended to be isolated, you know, on an asteroid away from people. And all the studies now, suicides are up, alcoholism, drug abuse, and that's not just isolated to elderly either. So
the numbers are 1 in 4 18 to 24 year olds have considered suicide. 1 out of 4.
Wow.
Stop it. Enough. We know who's in danger. Pre-existing older people predominantly. Are there isolated cases? Yeah, people die. It's awful. But you're discounting the incredible damage being done on the other side of this thing. I don't think we're going to know for decades the ramifications of this year in hell for the kids. This has been horrific. It's damaging their mental, physiological, sociological, everything. Enough. Get him back in school and figure it out. The kids are not in danger. And if you got a sick teacher, she'll be on the online crew. How about that? But my goodness, you're just tearing them up. I don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, our most vulnerable are the children. And we know the older people need this. So that's why we're getting them all vaccinated. They all ought to be first. I shouldn't get it. Diane should. Nobody should get this thing until everybody that's got all this pre-existing stuff and older people that want it ought to get it. Don't be going down because you work in XYZ. I mean, obviously the medical people that are in the hospitals, that's fine. But get the old people. They're the ones dying. Everything's over 50 for the most part. Okay. We have a Stever today, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, transition. Good.
Let's talk pizza.
All righty.
Let's talk happy.
I love it.
Yeah, Donna, you're right. The politicians tell us where we can go, when, with whom. This is disgusting.
Yeah.
Now we're getting conditioned.
That's scary.
To waiting on the word from, listen, ultimately they're not in charge. We are. The people. This is where the people rule.
I just looked up National Alliance on Mental Illness, NAMI site. 1 in 6 youth aged 6 to 17 experience mental health disorders each year. 50% of all lifetime mental illness begins at the age of 14, 75% by the age of 24. 1 in 5 U.S. adults experience mental illness each year.
Yeah, there are a lot of issues. And the fact that, you know, the suicides and drugs and, you know, spousal abuse and child abuse, everything's up.
It encourages folks to know that you are not alone and that you should reach out.
Yeah.
Some counseling.
You need to talk. Talking is good. Therapy is great. You need people to talk to. You don't hold that stuff in. All right. Our Stever is the program I give you my money. You spend it and keep the things I give you. Okay? Congratulations. Jets Pizza. I'm handing out pizza.
Woohoo!
$25. In 1 minute, the website lights up for about an hour at gostever.com. If you're a member, you just click accept. You get an email if you're one of our lucky people, but I think I'll do 10 of these. So I'm handing out 10 experiences of Jets Pizza.
Jets Pizza is over by Neil and Green near campus and Round Bar near Madison Springfield.
And you have 7 days to eat it and review the thing with our survey.
Yes.
And if you don't do that, then I got to let you go. You can't be in the program. You got to do the surveys. That's just part of the requirement. But I hand you free money, and I'm doing that today. $25. Jets Pizza. It's delicious. Buffalo chicken's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Kick in a little extra cheese on that puppy.
That's right.
All right, so Jets Pizza, today's Stever offer. I give you my money, you spend it, and today it's a Jets Pizza. Go enjoy. Bon appetit. And away we go. GoStever.com, GoStever.com. It is up in 30 seconds. Just click accept. If you're not a member, why aren't you? Because it's free, and you might as well join.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, news coming up, 7:29. Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by Tapman's Towing. Champaign County Sheriff's Deputy Nick Mayo is our Law Enforcement Official of the Month. What do you want people to know about law enforcement?
Well, I want you to know that when you see a deputy come to you, or when you're approached by a deputy, or when you're, you know, you call for service, whatever, you're going to get genuine people that genuinely care about you and want to do the best just to help you. There's not one single person that works at the sheriff's office, and that's from the top down, that wants anything bad to happen to anybody. That's why we get into this profession, right? But you have people that genuinely get out on calls with people, and the amount of compassion and care that they have is just, it's second to none. I've worked with a lot of other agencies, even working in corrections, both on the federal side and local side. Champaign County Sheriff's Office is second to none when it comes to how they deal with people and the work environment. It's really an incredible thing.
Chris Foster. President Biden holds a ceremony today celebrating 50 million coronavirus vaccination shots administered in the U.S., although federal figures show it's actually more like 66 million.
U.S. COVID-19 deaths climbed yesterday by more than 3,200, with hospitalizations at more than 54,000. Los Angeles County has reported another 806 COVID deaths during the winter surge, putting California's total number of deaths past 50,000, more than any other state.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The Texas legislature holds hearings today about the state's widespread power outages.
The CEO of the Texas Power Grid Manager, ERCOT, says the grid was minutes away from complete failure last week as a massive winter storm blasted the state. The state's also investigating claims of price gouging. One customer filed a class action lawsuit after Gritty Energy charged her more than $9,000 for power this month.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. America's listening to Fox.
Your Fighting Illini men's basketball team is gearing up for what could be a historic season. You can gear up. Show off your fandom at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, Game Day Spirit. Shop their huge selection of new merchandise with everything from Nike tees and headwear, champion sweatshirts, and of course, their famous House of Pain and Flying Illini apparel. They have everything you need to get ready for this Illini basketball season. Head down to their stores at the corner of 6th and Green in Campus Town, Neil and Kirby in Champaign, or online at GameDaySpirit.com.
All right, has your office realigned with the pandemic? Watts Copy Systems can help. Copiers, printers, interactive boards, and more. Saving businesses 20 to 40% every day. Call Greg Wolf at Watts Copy Systems, 352-0428.
A little haze along the horizon. Today's high 45, partly cloudy with a low 26 tonight. Tomorrow's high at 51 with mostly sunny conditions, down to 37. 58 on Saturday, 56 on Sunday. Sunday, there's a 40% chance of some morning showers. Right now, the temperature's at 28. ESPN 93.5.
It's Thursday. John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. At one point, your guys in Memphis are going to build some sort of theme. Did they ever?
You'd think, right?
Yeah, so I'm the only one still with the John Decker theme.
You are the one and only, but I don't know how even Memphis tops what you've put together, Stevie. I mean, it's beautiful.
I don't think it's perfect. So. No. Well, if they did a little Elvis something, it'd be tough to beat, I will admit.
Studios, no less, right?
So, yeah, exactly. So to begin the program, you texted me the fact that this community made it on Jeopardy. And so here is the answer. And I think I would have gotten this. No relation to the bubbly. This Illinois city is often paired with Urbana. Did the guy get it?
They got it. They got it. Absolutely. 100%.
It would have been total disrespect.
Who doesn't know that? Come on.
Well, there's a Champaign, Ohio. Champaign County, Ohio.
Huh.
So there's a Champaign County, Illinois, Champaign County, Ohio.
Of course, not spelled the same as Champaign.
Yeah, I think
there you go.
Champaign over in Ohio, I think, is Champaig.
Okay.
I think. Anyway, John Decker, he's America's journalist. He, just the facts, ma'am, just like on the old TV show Dragnet, he's only working with the facts. As much as I bait him, he doesn't go for it ever. Ever.
I don't. I'm very disciplined, Stevie.
Yeah, you are.
I'm very disciplined. I keep the discipline.
Well,
very difficult, you know, in the age of social media, but I do it. You know, that's what you got to do.
Is the accusations against Andrew Cuomo on the sexual harassment and or assaults a news story?
Oh, it's a news story, absolutely. And Andrew Cuomo really has a lot of enemies. Enemies in politics, enemies in the field of journalism. So I don't know who throws him a lifeline. This story broke yesterday in New York. It's gone national. And, you know, boy, has his reputation done a complete 180 since the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. Remember when he used to have his own briefing about COVID-19 that was aired every day on CNN. They break away from the regular programming. And now, you know, he's got this issue to deal with, the issue concerning the allegation of covering up fatalities in nursing homes in New York State. So he's dealing with quite a bit right now.
I ask you because CNBC, MSNBC, NBC, CBS, CNN, nobody covered the story. That's why I ask. I mean, nobody had it. Fox had it, but that was about it. So I saw it on
CBS this morning, today.
Nothing last night, so maybe the pressure.
Oh, I see.
The pressure, but the big three and the normal ones just. So, again, I just pointed out, as you know, flip it. Just always flip it and just say, would that get coverage if it's Donald Trump? Of course it would. Speaking of which, the ratings,
yes. The
ratings magnet is back. Donald Trump will speak in Florida. How many media will be there?
Every member of the mainstream media, every member of the media that's not even in the mainstream media will be down in Orlando, Florida on Sunday. President Trump making his first public remarks since leaving the White House at the CPAC conference. And who knows what we hear from the president. Could be an announcement that he's running for president in 2024. That's the reason why all those media will be present for his speech at CPAC.
Well, he's going to have like 100 lawsuits against him, the taxes. I mean, all this is going to keep going because what do they do? I mean, there is no foil, John. We need somebody. somebody.
That's what MSNBC says. That's what CNN says because, you know, they were running on the fumes of Donald Trump during the impeachment trial. But now that the trial is over, things have gotten back to normal. Fox is back on top, you know, during the daytime. Fox is back on top in terms of the ratings during prime time. This is what they need. Obviously, MSNBC, CNN, even the newspapers, the New York Times, to, you know, get more attention, get more eyeballs, get more audience. And it's worked. I mean, he is a ratings magnet.
And it's not going to be, what's he going to say? It's, what's he going to say?
Exactly.
It's incredible.
You'll have the preview pieces, and then you'll have the postmortem of the speech, and then you'll have a week-long postmortem of the speech, just anything to keep that story alive. And, you know, already I know of colleagues that are heading down to Orlando, Florida for the CPAC conference. Typically, it's in Maryland, but I guess because of COVID, they're having it in Orlando. And it's not a far trip for the president, who, of course, is down there in Palm Beach.
Do you ever envision being without a mask in Washington, D.C. ever again, John Decker?
Oh, absolutely. I'm Mr. Optimism. So, you know, you asked the wrong person. I think that by May, I'll be vaccinated. And I'm in no special category, by the way. I think I'll be vaccinated. I still have to wear mask, I think, through all of 2021. You know, slowly but surely we'll get back to normal. And then we'll be talking about remember when we had to wear masks, remember when we couldn't go out to a restaurant. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, but I do think that because we've done this, it could easily rear its head once again. And there's going to be all this fear-mongering for the next one, and we ought to shut down and all these. I'm kind of gun-shy on all this now.
I'm not, you know, I get that. I understand that. Look, you know, the last time this happened was 102 years ago. I mean, it's not like it happens, you know, every few decades. This is a once-in-a-lifetime event, really. And I think that it's pretty remarkable the way the science community responded to it, coming out with all of these vaccines in such a short amount of time.
And
that's pretty remarkable. Vaccine typically takes years to develop, and in less than a year, we're inoculating people all across the country, all across the world. That's pretty remarkable.
Okay, $1.9 trillion bill. Is it going to be passed tomorrow or over the weekend? And $1 trillion of the $1.9 trillion has nothing to do with coronavirus.
Well, that's right. And that's why the bill that passes the House will look nothing like the bill that comes out of the Senate. I know of two Democrats that have problems with the bill, the way it's structured right now. Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema from Arizona, they have a problem with the fact that there is this increase in the minimum wage, which is a part of this legislation, which, of course, has nothing to do with the coronavirus pandemic. So I don't see that making it into the final piece of legislation that ultimately hits President Biden's desk for him to sign. And those differences need to be worked out. So I think that's going to take the entire month of March to work it out in the Senate, because every senator – each of the 100 senators is going to want to have their own say on the bill, because the bill can't pass, without a majority in with the Senate 50-50. It's not just Joe Manchin that has power. It's every senator that has power.
Yeah, well, it is unbelievable. The $2,000 checks that everybody's waiting for, this should have been done last June. I mean, it's unbelievable. There's a lot of need.
Well, you're right about that. They waited a long time. The last COVID relief bill in 2020 expired at the end of July, July 31st, and then it took until the end of December for President Trump to sign that $900 billion COVID relief bill. And here we are just a few months later, 3 months later, not even 3 months later, and you're talking about $1.9 trillion, and at a time when the economy seems to be coming back, right? With all of the things associated with the pandemic, and most specifically of vaccinations happening all across the country, the economy is coming back. And so, do you need $1.9 trillion? Is it that really that necessary? That's, I think, the big question for so many members of the Senate in particular once they take up the legislation.
John Decker, Gray Television's White House correspondent. Gray's also the owner producer of Full Court Press with Greta Van Susteren. Why is it so hard for politicians to be laser focused and just say, this one's the virus, this one's the immigration? Why do I have to lop on a bunch of crap a bunch of bad stuff at the end of it?
I get it. I don't know. I'm going to put on my hat as just a citizen. And it seems that you can't just ever have a clean bill. There always has to be, some other additional element to the bill that has nothing at all to do with the issue at hand. And this is a perfect instance of it, especially when you're talking about a nearly $2 trillion piece of legislation. You're always going to, find opportunities if you're a member of Congress to insert things that have nothing at all to do with the pandemic. And that's the case here. It's going to be the case, they've discussed it for years, passing an infrastructure spending bill. You can bet that whenever that happens, if that happens, but whenever that happens, there's going to be some items contained in that legislation that has nothing to do with infrastructure spending.
I wonder why their approval rating is like 10. I mean, I don't know.
That's the reason why.
Come on, man. And by the way, the $15 an hour, that's fine if you're okay with $7 Big Macs. I mean, that's what I don't get. I don't think they understand that when you do that, the business doesn't absorb that. They raise the prices, but I don't think I don't understand how they don't know that.
Well, that's right. And, when you talk about, you mentioned a major company, McDonald's, but, those McDonald's restaurants are not owned by McDonald's based in Illinois. They're owned by franchisees who are small business owners. And they're going to have to indeed raise their prices for everything that you see on the menu there to accommodate the increase in the minimum wage. It's not just there. It's the hardware store that's a local small business. It's everything you can think of.
Anybody ever going to beat Djokovic ever again?
Yes. At the French Open, Rafa Nadal will do what he did last year at the French Open, and he will win number 14. And, that's, I guess you could argue, is Djokovic's kryptonite the clay court with Rafa on the other side of the net.
Why does he go? Just don't show up. Don't go to that one. Take the week off. Go to Orlando to Disney World or something. And is Naomi the next Serena?
She's remarkable. Wow. She's been in four Grand Slam finals, and she's won four Grand Slam finals. Mm-hmm. And she's young, and she's fearless, just the same way that Serena and Venus both were when they started and were her age. Yeah, I mean, to answer your question, she is the future of women's tennis, absolutely.
Well, you've worked, of course, with, I think, the Tennis Channel, so you have great knowledge. And
I do. Right. And yesterday, I think you know this, Stevie, I am a member of the Board of Governors of the International Tennis Hall of Fame. The International Tennis Fame announced its new incoming inductees for our class of 2021, Leighton Hewitt. You remember Leighton Hewitt from Australia?
Yeah.
He is among the inductees, and that induction ceremony will happen in July, and hopefully it'll be in person in Newport, Rhode Island. Yeah. Newport, Rhode Island.
You're a shaker in a lot of different fields, my friend. That's impressive. listen, keep up your fine work for great television, and we appreciate visiting with you on Thursdays, John.
Oh, it's always great to be on your show, Steve. We covered the gamut, but you know, next week we'll be talking about Donald Trump and his speech at CPAC and what it all means and what he said and what it means for all of those Republicans with tremendous political ambition that will have to sit on the sidelines because former President Trump, wants to run again in 2024. No. It's bad news for them.
And there's about a dozen that really want to do that thing. So
you bet.
Talk to you soon, buddy. Bet. Appreciate you.
All right. Thanks, Stevie. Have a great weekend.
You too. John Decker, live from Washington, D.C.
It is tough.
Comfortable home office, four miles from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, where he used to go in every day. But now he has his days when he goes in. So... And he's also, I believe, going to be the radio correspondent as well. Great Television has figured out there's not as many radio Washington White House correspondents.
Okay.
There's a bunch of television, but since he's so familiar and good on radio and he talks to folks all over the country, I think they can be radio people now, too. I think there's only 8 White House correspondents that are radio only. Where are you? Where are you, radio? Hello? You know, a long time ago on the radio, I interviewed the guy in Champaign-Urbana that hooked up the first radio. He was the first radio guy in 1920 or 21. He had a bunch of wires, and a guy across town could hear him. It was just fascinating.
Wow.
It was just really, really cool. That was a long time ago. Okay, and also, I remember one time, Gary O'Brien, our buddy? He had Stevie Wonder call me. And I picked up the phone, it was off the air, and he said, Stevie? He says, yeah, it's Stevie.
Mm.
Oh! Well, Stevie Wonder is leaving. I mean, he's leaving the building. He's moving to Africa forever with Oprah Winfrey, Stevie Wonder. Hold on. Stop the Jeopardy theme. How about Champagne making the big time? I'm so glad they got it right.
Yeah, that's right.
It would have been like, really? You don't know? It's not bubbly and it's paired with Urbana? You don't really? Stevie Wonder with Oprah.
I promise you, if you do the right thing, I'll give you this song. I'll give it to you. You can have it. Because I want to see this nation smile again.
Oh.
And I want to see it before I leave to travel to move to Ghana. Because I'm going to do that.
You're going to move permanently to Ghana?
I am.
You are? Why?
Because I don't want to see my children's children's children have to say, oh, please like me. Please respect me. Please know that I'm important. Please value me. What kind of...
That kind of a social media thing?
I guess so.
Stevie Wonder. I'm a big fan of Stevie Wonder's music. I saw him when he was here at the Assembly Hall years and years ago, and he's a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he's blind, but in line when we were getting to meet and greet him, he yelled at everybody and said, calm down, I'm going to talk to every one of you, and I got to go because we're going to Cincinnati, and I'm driving. But taller than I ever would have guessed.
Huh.
I bet he was 6'2". Anyway, Stevie Wonder's moving. I like the guy. Anyway, social media. Shall we begin? If today they said there's no more social media, I think it'd be a great day for the country. I really, really do. I think there's some great things, but the net to me, my opinion, is it's bad. I think for under age 18, it's awful. It is smartphones. No. I used to say, you know, I would not make it even legal for anybody under 16. Now I'm going to 18. So, and it's crummy in college, too. I mean, it's so nasty. And you can spread anything you want. And then you have the tech companies trying to be an arbiter on what the truth is. Mm-hmm. And then you started the censorship stuff. And then you actually have the communist Chinese coming to Seattle to work with Facebook on censorship. I mean, what is that? We're never going back. But in my opinion, if today they said no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram, no Snapchat, no all the others, I'd say good for us, because this has been consuming, addicting, all the good things we can find with our wonderful Pinterest, and I do like Pinterest. All kinds of ideas.
I know.
I think it's a net bad for every single one of us, because if we do post something and there are no likes, it hits us. We feel that. It's ridiculous. We are vindicated with our existence by how many people share it or like it or comment on my post. Right. Wow, we.
I know.
It isn't any good. I understand. We can't do anything about it now, but it just isn't any good. And the total consumption of our whole being into the phone. It is a pure addiction. And if you don't think I'm right, put your phone down, walk away for a few days. Let me know how that goes.
Or get one of those apps that tells you your screen time. You're looking at an app to find out your screen time, but
it's a lot.
It's usually double digits.
10?
Yeah.
No, I'm clipping along at 5, but I use it a lot for work and texting. Mm-hmm. But I'm at 5:50 in a day.
I was talking with a friend of mine that couldn't believe the number.
Yeah, you can look it up on your phone. You can see your stats on how much time you spend on the phone.
Right.
But if you don't think that this is consuming, put your phone down and leave it. Well, I got to get hold. I know. But if you don't think you're addicted, go to work without it. Oh, I got to have business. I know. I'm just saying you're addicted. I probably am too. Because I couldn't go to work without my phone. Well, it's work. Really. Sure. We used to have other ways to communicate.
Yes, we
in
did.
The day. Anybody agree with me? If I said all smartphone, let's say just all the social. If all the social stuff was gone, would you function? We wouldn't be on Facebook Live. Sorry. I'd give it up for you because I love you all so much. If social media went away, would you live? Is that a good idea? Is that a bad idea? 359-2255, you want to chime in? You can chime in on social media.
For sure. My phone tells me every Saturday how many hours I've been on the phone for the week, and I average about 7 hours a week, says Larry.
A week? Well, that's nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, people are doing that in a day, sometimes a day part.
That's right.
Okay, 359-2255 to chime in on that. A Fighting Illini game tonight at the State Farm Center against the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
All right, we have Illinois-Nebraska, as you said, 6 o'clock on the Big Ten Network, senior night. Number 9, Iowa, is at number 3, Michigan. We have number 4, Ohio State and Michigan State, with another 8 o'clock tip-off, along with Northwestern and Minnesota. Northwestern beat our Illini women yesterday, 67-61. North Carolina State over number 15, Virginia, 68-61. Number 20, Arkansas over number 6, Alabama, was another upset in top 25 college basketball. 81-66 was the final. We had the Warriors over the Pacers. Bulls beat Minnesota in overtime. On ice, it was L.A. over St. Louis, and the Blackhawks are in action against Columbus at 6 o'clock tonight. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay, we'll check your weather. Brought to you by Allerton Equipment Repair, your trusted truck repair and service center in beautiful Allerton, Illinois. Quality service close to home. Chuck and Marcy, AllertonRepair.com.
High 45 expected today. 25 our low into the evening tonight. Up to 51 tomorrow, mostly sunny. 58 on Saturday and 56 on Sunday. Sunday, there's a chance for some morning showers. Right now, the temperature's at 28 on ESPN 93.5.
All right.
Troy's with us.
Our buddy Troy Lance. Let me guess. This is a perfect time. Because as slammed as you were, now it's quieting down. You can come tune up my furnace, I bet, huh?
Absolutely. We have time to finish those last few up. If you haven't had it done this year, it'd be a great time to do it. The other thing, as we see things, the snow falling, and as Diane just mentioned, potential rain, check those sump pumps. Be sure they're working, the float's not stuck. And you don't want to find that out when the basin's flooded, especially if it's finished.
Oh, boy. Yeah, mm-hmm. Thanks for that reminder. But again, why do we need to do tune-ups on furnaces and air conditioners every year?
It keeps them running in tip-top shape. And with your furnace, be sure that there's not any holes in your exhaust pipe that's going to your chimney or however to exhaust through the center of your house and put carbon monoxide into the space.
Okay, so if they wanted to reach you, good time now. Mild temperatures, because you guys, for what, 2 weeks were just nuts, weren't you?
Yeah, the guys really, really put in a lot of hard work and effort. And, of course, the snow makes it difficult to get around. It's sub-zero temperatures. And, so it's they're glad for a little bit of a break, and we're thankful for all the customers we was able to serve. But, yeah, now's a great time. They can reach us at 217-355-5512 or landsinc.com.
I said if I shut off all social media in America, it'd be better for the world. Am I right, Troy? Do you think that's a...
That's correct.
Could you live without your Facebook, Mr. Lance? Could you really?
I could, yes. But, you still find yourself kind of checking because you don't want to be left out.
But the 14-year-old that sends something and then gets creamed, and it's like cyberbullying. It's awful, man. It's just sad. Well, that's why all of your kids have been, geniuses as book readers and, all that good stuff. So, yeah.
And if not for me, I guarantee you that.
All right. Give me your number.
355-5512.
355-5512. Troy Lands. Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Thank you, sir.
Talk to you soon.
All righty.
LandsInc.com.
Should we turn off all the socials? If you could vote, I would vote yes in a heartbeat. And there would be some serious pain. Are you kidding? People wake up, that's all they're doing, is they're looking at all that stuff. And then, I admit I go to Twitter and kind of see what's out there. A lot of it is, baseball, all the Cardinal guys. I see what they're writing.
Okay.
And I see what, everybody is saying about it. But there's, you got 10% of the Twitter. I have no idea how many people are on Twitter. 10% of Twitter people produce 90% of the content. Think about that. All of us, we're just all viewers. We're not really participants. I don't tweet much, very little. But 10% produce 90% of the data. And it's not necessarily news either. It's what somebody thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't say, there's breaking stories on there that you get from other sources, but somebody gets it first, and then you check it out at other places. I get that. Well, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, it's unbelievable how it's transformed us. But I think, that, again, there's positive things, really, really cool communicative possibility. But the net, I think, is bad. That's my conclusion. All right, we're going to break for the news. We'll be right back. 359-2255, Facebook messages if you want to do social media.
Exactly.
You're welcome. Yeah, because I'm still part of it.
Kind
okay?
of ironic.
I've actually thought about pulling it. I really have because of all this stuff.
I see.
But I know you enjoy it on Facebook Live, so we're there. All right, back in just a few minutes, ESPN 93.5. It's 2 before 8.
If you're tired of running the vacuum, knocking over stuff, dusting, dogs barking, call Ram Clean. They're local. They are a top-rated cleaning service focused on quality and speed of service. As one of the fastest-growing local house cleaning companies in Champaign-Urbana and East Central Illinois, Ram Clean has a team of highly trained professionals who will clean your whole house quickly and efficiently. Ram Clean Cleaning Service. Go to ramclean.com.
We're at the Train Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to experience their infamous torture test firsthand.
Hi, you weren't kidding. This is cold. I'm surrounded by HVAC units covered in a layer of ice and snow. I get it. It's hard to stop a train.
CU Trade Services for commercial and residential, working with highly trained technicians for plumbing, electrical, and HVAC. Get your furnace checkup now with details found at thecuservices.com, your local Trane dealer.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
What does the Apple Dumpling Restaurant offer?
The Apple Dumpling serves up homemade favorites, fried chicken, sandwiches, omelets, delicious chicken and noodles, beef and noodles, and meatloaf as comfort food.
And of course, the Apple Dumpling, with a scoop of ice cream perhaps.
Visit this community treasure if you're looking for great people, great atmosphere, and great food in Urbana.
The Apple Dumpling Restaurant, open Tuesday through Saturday on High Cross Road in Urbana.
You can look up the Apple Dumpling on Facebook.
You're listening to